Hey guys, welcome to the Goose Droppings podcast. This one right here is for all of you realtors out there, anyone in the real estate industry. We sit down with Craig LePage, who built a successful real estate team over the last 15 years. He shares with us some tips on how he's done it, and more importantly, what he did to hedge the 2008 and 2009 when the market tanked, and how he came out of that on top. So hope you guys enjoy this one.
What's up, guys? Welcome to this episode of Around the Town. I am Ryan Mahoney.
I'm Blake Manhart.
And we are here today with Craig LePage from LePage Johnson Realty. Thank you for being with us, Craig.
Thank you.
Thanks, so, guys. Yeah, man. Craig and Shelley lead one of the bigger teams in the Lake Norman area. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for 15 years now, so we're going to learn a little bit about that journey and what makes them successful in the real estate world.
Awesome. So,
how'd you get started, Craig?
Well, I was in fitness management and personal training in my former life, and I was always surrounded by people in real estate. My parents do a lot of rentals and you know property management type of stuff, and my brother's an architect, my sister-in-law's an architect. I've always been around houses and building and stuff, so it always was there. And I thought I'd be interested in doing that. I always thought, like everybody else, I'd get my license and get into new home sales because it was cool to be like, oh, if I could just sit in this model and make money all day, it would be great. But I found out that's just not my thing. Nothing against new home sales. It's a different animal.
Yeah.
But it's been a fun journey so far.
Sorry, man. Go back to the beginning a little bit. We've connected with Craig on a lot of the same visions as the content, on putting out content for everybody.
Yeah.
You started this way back when you had some blogs going out around Lake Norman and all that, right?
Yeah, well, that's a funny story, Ryan. Like, when I got into the industry, I had no experience. I loved the internet. The internet was just starting to take off. And I saw this opening for me. I'm like, this is where the future's going. So I started doing a lot of blogging. And what I would do is I would go out and get information around the area, new highways being built, new developments being built. And I would take pictures with my digital camera that was sitting in my car. And I would get some information about that new development. And I would come home and I'd write a blog that night. And I would put a link at the bottom of my website. If you want to see homes in this area, click here. And I just started the original lead generation campaign back in the day. It was like 2006, 7, something like that.
Yeah.
And that's how I really started my business, is just generating leads online. And then that slowly grew with the content that I put out there.
That's awesome.
So one thing that we've talked to Craig about is, how do you take that person that comes in as a lead and dial it in to find them a home? Meaning you got them into the state of North Carolina, and I know you have one of the best processes to give them value and content
absolutely.
To dial them into that particular neighborhood and house.
Yeah, absolutely. Fast forward from that 2007 era when people were just, you know, it was new. If they looked on the internet for a house, it was a much lower percentage. But now, it's well over 90% of people look online for a home before they even contact us, you know. So to your point, Ryan, it's these people are looking from afar. They're logging on to several different websites. We approach it in a different way. A lot of people think they're just moving to Charlotte. You know, I'm moving to Charlotte. Well, Charlotte's a big place. There's a lot of places up lower Charlotte, you know, the Lake area, Concord, South Charlotte, Inner Charlotte, Uptown, so forth. So we really take those people and show them more of a lifestyle, like what it's like to live here. They can find houses anywhere. You know, there's 100 million sites you can find homes on. So we have stickiness with what we have on our website with, you know, you want to live in Charlotte? Okay, what part of Charlotte do you want to live? And then once you live in that area, what is it like to live in that area, showing lifestyle and things to do in that area? And then what are the different neighborhoods that are within that area, right down to the house? And so that has a lot of stickiness when people sign on to our website. They tend to go back and bookmark our website. Mm-hmm. So we put a lot of time into that, and it pays off. We get a lot of deals off of that.
So I think that's great. Was there anybody that was instrumental in kind of mentoring you into the industry that gave you a little bit of direction or that you attribute?
I watched everybody, you know. It was very humbling. When I got into the industry in 2000, end of 2006, 2007, you know, for those who remember, the market was on fire. I mean, you can just like sit back and the phone would ring. Not so much for me because I didn't have that experience and I didn't get my feet wet yet, but I watched everybody around me making all this money in real estate, and it was like, wow, this is amazing, this is great. And as I started to get some traction and go up, the market started to tank, you know, into 2008 and then 2009 was a black hole. But what I learned a lot was watching the people that did not work on their business. They just sat back and said, I don't have to do anything and I'm gonna make a lot of money. And at the time that was true. But as the market went off, those people stopped calling and they didn't have the content out there and they weren't getting as many referrals. And so exposure was big, and that's what I learned from that. And it was very humbling to sit back and watch all those people succeed. And then, you know, 3 years later, they're out of real estate altogether. Mm-hmm. It taught me a lot about the market and to be humble now, you know, being so successful, Shelly and I building a company and having an awesome team that produces, you know, huge numbers. It's very humbling. It always brings you back to earth, you know, looking back on those days.
Okay. So you and Shelly joined forces when?
I would say late 2011.
Because that's a pretty unique situation, right? Most people run a real estate team with one person in charge. Are there a whole lot of people that run?
No. You know, it's a couple funny stories. How we really came together is unique in its own. Shelly had a friend that she came from Allen Tate to Keller Williams at the time. Joyce Fox was a prominent real estate agent in the area. She'd been in real estate for a very long time. Shelly had moved from Maryland, and her and Joyce kind of teamed up and were doing business. They came to Keller Williams, and back in my days in fitness, I knew Joyce from personal training and helped her with some training. And she's like, oh, I know Craig, because Shelly would always talk about the content that I put out on the internet. She's like, this guy's doing this and he's doing that, and we need to be doing more of that because that's where the future's going. And Joyce was like, I know him. I can get you, you know, to meet. So Joyce put together a lunch and we met. And I said to Shelly, I said, I'll tell you anything I know. I'll help you any way I can. And she was like blown away. Like, why would you give me that? Why would you give me content? Why would you tell me how to do that and how to generate leads? And like, you know, part of me was like, I just like helping people. But the other part was like, you're never going to catch me. And she'll say,
unless you join me.
And you're not going to do it, you know, because yeah. I'm crazy in that way. That's my passion. And you have to be really passionate about doing something to really succeed at that level. Mm-hmm. So she was very thankful. And we really became good friends, Shelly and I, you know, and met her husband, Kevin, who's awesome. And we hung out on a lake a lot and we got to know each other. And her admin at the time, Shelly had a small team and I was a single agent. Her admin kept saying, you guys should team up. You should team up. You guys are great, you know, because, you know, we really would help each other. I really admired Shelly's, you know, her ability to network and bring people together and kind of touch and love on those people that were in her circle. And I'm like, I don't have that. You know, that's mm-hmm. not me. That's not natural to me. Just like, you know, the marketing and the content was really natural mm-hmm. to me. She admired that. And her admin saw that at the time. And she's like, you should do it. So after a while, we started talking about it. And, you know, we talk to a bunch of people and they're like, don't do it. It never works. It'll never work. It never works. It never does. We talked to a bunch of people and actually ultimately talked to Kevin, who's actually Shelly's husband and is a consultant that works with oral surgeons all over the country and helps them with business and, you know, working with their teams and partners and putting people in the right place in the right and on the bus, so to speak. And we worked through a lot of things and we thought we were going to try it. And, you know, thank God we did. It turned out awesome. So that was like 2011. Here we are, 2019. Things are going awesome. We work great together. She's like my sister. Mm-hmm. You know, so we bicker at each other, but we debate and we get stuff done and we respect each other. So it's really worked out well. And we're excited, you know, to what we're going to do going forward. We've got some big plans. So that's kind of how we met and became a partnership.
That was back at Keller Williams.
Correct.
So now you're with EXP.
Correct.
Which has been creating some waves out there in the real estate world. So tell us how you and Shelly kind of made that move to EXP and why and how that's going for you right now.
And the first thing I'll say is that Keller Williams is a great company. We had a great run there. Met some great people. And, you know, we just got to the point with our team, we weren't really using any of their systems. They would put out systems and they were kind of handcuff us. It just wasn't a good fit for us. So we were using a lot of our systems and did our own marketing and did our own everything. And we had our team was about 10 agents at that time. And we were just outgrowing where we were. There was no room to grow beyond what we wanted. So at the time we were in Charleston at an event with our team, and you know, Shelly leaned over and said, I've got an idea. She's like, what if we, you know, we left Keller Williams and we did a boutique, and you know, all the money that we're giving this franchise, we can put it back into us and our team and our space, and you know, maybe we can come up with some kind of benefits package. Sounded like a genius idea at that time. Like, that's amazing, that's great, you know, let's do that. So you know, we were thinking, like, we just started brainstorming, well, maybe we'll match a 401k, we'll do, you know, bonuses, you know, we'll, you know, make it much more than
that's
just
something that's lacking as a in the real estate world. So
absolutely, you know, one of the things that really stuck with me, what she said when we were sitting there, is like, we're only, as realtors, we're only as good as our next deal. Mm-hmm. And that really struck home with me. And there is nothing more truthful than that. You know, it really made me step back. As an agent doing transactions in real estate, it's a job. And what a job is, you make money while you're doing it. And when you stop doing it, you stop making money.
Right.
You know, so you have to get on a hamster wheel to make money. And if you get off and you rest or you back off, you make less, you don't make money. So that's the definition of a job. The definition of a business is you're making money while you're not working. Mm-hmm. And EXP gave us and our agents the opportunity, equal opportunity, to create a business running parallel to our job. So we do transactions every day. We make money while we're doing it. That's our job. That's what we love to do. We try and increase the amount of transactions we do and make more money. But there's going to become a point, there's going to come a point where there's got to be an end. Mm-hmm. You know? Meanwhile, and because EXP doesn't have franchises and it doesn't have regional ownership and all the overhead. They don't have bricks and mortar unless you want it. We do have an office. We choose to. Doesn't cost that much. Mm-hmm. So we can create our own organization, which would almost take the place of a franchise, and there's no investment. So we just plug in. We say, hey, this is a better option than over here. And the organization grows, and you receive revenue from your organization just like a franchise owner would receive revenue from the deals that people are doing within the franchise. And our agents have the same opportunities as we do. So they receive revenue from introducing this company, which is great, to other people that they know. It's all about relationships. So,
right.
It's a win-win. And we've also been able to take a lot of the money that we receive from revenue share, not profit, revenue share, and put it back into our company. And we've grown our company. We went from about $48 million in production when we were at Keller Williams to $78 million in production. That's awesome. This past year.
Love that.
And that is not because of a name or a brand. That is because we were able to invest back in our company at no risk, because we weren't taking profit. You know, in traditional business, you do a lot of business, you get profit, you put some in your pocket to live, and then you risk some of that profit back into your business in order to try and grow it. Mm-hmm. With this, we can put the profit in our pocket, and we can take that side money, that revenue share that we never had before, and invest it back into our business. And that was not stressful because we never had that money before. Mm-hmm. And we almost doubled our production by doing that because it wasn't risky.
That's really cool, man.
So I think that's the biggest benefit to EXP, is it allows you to invest back into your business if you choose to
with
do so.
With little to no risk.
With little to no risk, grow it as big as you want, and at the same time, you're planning a retirement because you're having this ancillary income that you never had before.
Mm-hmm. I think what's fascinating to me is over the last year and a half or so, as we've watched it, we've seen a lot of you guys come together. So
absolutely.
It's like there's a lot of people that were out there on an island doing this, doing that, doing this. And then now, as we see more people come over to EXP, we see all of you guys together. You're running classes, doing all that stuff. So that kind of leads me into the next thing that I think is unique. Is you mentioned that you don't have, EXP doesn't have the brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
You guys utilize that extremely well here as we're sitting in Craig's office, but you have classes on everything from social media to filling out agreements.
We have an entire education calendar. Every Thursday we have a class, and we have 10 weeks in a row, and then it flips over and it starts over again. They're taught by top agents in the area that come in and take their time and teach people. And then almost every other Tuesday we have a class also, and those are usually pop-up classes, specialty classes. Mm-hmm. This Tuesday we had social media 101, how to improve your lead generation and your branding and your exposure overall on social media and all the different platforms.
And that's an open invitation
to anybody. A lot of people say, well, why would people come in and just teach that and help? You know, because this is our company. We're all shareholders in this company. Mm-hmm. So it creates a massively different dynamic when it's your company and your thing. And if I help all of you, you all do better. You're all happier. You attract more people. Everybody creates more revenue. More people come to the company. The stock goes up. And that's exactly what's happening.
And it's creating a good culture around this area.
It's awesome. That. I've never had so much fun in real estate.
That's at the end of the day what matters.
That's right. And if it's fun, it's not a job.
Yep.
You know, it's just let's do more. Let's create more. Let's have more fun, which creates more, you know, opportunity and progress and money and happiness.
So, question, because we've met a number of folks that have gone to EXP, right? How do you balance in the EXP model the fact that you have to still be a realtor, right? Sell homes, help people buy homes, versus the organizational growth piece?
Sure. Great question. A lot of people think there's a massive amount of time put into attracting agents. But you don't have to attract agents. The agents are curious, and they see so many people moving to EXP from a business standpoint, and then they see all of the classes that are available and the things that they want to be a part of. They see all of the social events that we do and how we collaborate and are together in person, online, and they basically come to us. Once again, it's all about relationships. So if someone moves to EXP and their friend is at another company, they're going to say, hey, why'd you move there? And then there's a conversation, and it's like, oh, you got to see this, there's this, there's this whole education thing, and you know, there's all the, there's 30 plus hours of classes in on the campus in the cloud that I can go to. The networking is unbelievable. We have Facebook Workplace where the entire company collaborates together on different, about different topics within that, and they are so giving because everybody wants everybody to succeed. Mm-hmm. There's so much value other than just go do a deal, go to a class and do more deals. Mm-hmm. And then one day, hopefully you did enough deals and put enough in your bank account that you could retire. That's the end game for the average realtor at every other company.
Right.
So that's the difference. And that's, so to answer your question, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time, you know, attracting doing that, attracting. Too. They come to you and ask, and it's like, yeah, let's have a cup of coffee. Let's go grab some lunch. I'll tell you what it is. And, you know, here's a webinar. I'll, you know, watch this and, you know, look at the details and we'll sit and we'll talk about, you know, how it could benefit you and, you know, what's the best game plan for you as a realtor.
So the rest of the time you're buying and selling homes.
Yeah. And Shelly and I, before we even came to eXp, we had stepped out of the business to work on the business. Mm-hmm. So we don't, we do deals, but we do deals with our team. Mm-hmm. They support us in the deals that we are involved in. We do things like go out and meet with builders and land developers and work on much bigger opportunities so that we can bring them back to our team and our marketing group and our client concierge that we hired business. And drive the business and give those people the best, you know, possible
opportunity to succeed,
right? and exposure and everything we can possibly give them. You know,
that's awesome.
The best. There has to be a relationship, and then you have to give value. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of value out there if you take the time to have a relationship, so that the person will have a conversation with you. They'll be willing to look at it, and then they make their own decision if it's a better opportunity for them. And I challenge anybody to compare what they have to what this is if you really take a look at it and the opportunity that it is put in front of you. It's just a lot of fun.
That's great, man. Hope you guys enjoyed this one with Craig LePage. Go check out their website. We'll probably link it up. You can see exactly what he's talking about from a content side, probably learn about a little bit and how you can improve maybe your real estate business to attract some people too.
Yeah, go to lepagejohnson.com. If you hit the little bar and up in the corner that says search, you'll see neighborhoods, you'll see towns, and then you can also hit explore, like explore Charlotte. There's tons of content for blog posts and things to do. So even if you're not in the market to buy a house, you can go there and hit explore Charlotte and you'll see all sorts of great things to do, videos, blog posts, a lot of other fun stuff. So hopefully you check it out and get something out of it.
Absolutely.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We'll see you next time on Around the Town.
Awesome.